Welcome back. Matt Flynn, Direct Devil Radio. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. What's going down in Georgia, in Arizona, is dangerous. And we talked about it a little before the break, but the thing that's probably most disturbing is the bill that they've put in that says there's a presidential primary, but it's a beauty contest. And the legislature, the gerrymandered right-wing nutjob legislature, will pick the electors, i.e. the Republican electors. You know, the time's come. There's a House bill, H.R. 1, and there's a Senate bill, Senate Bill 1, that get at standardizing and reforming federal elections around the country. It's about time. I mean, Congress already sets it for the first Tuesday in November. States can have their primaries whenever they want, but a state can't alter that, presidential election. So there's got to be passage of these bills. And what they do would be, they'd say, and they should have a provision, there will be a presidential primary. It's binding. There will be absentee voting for X weeks by mail, for X weeks in person. There will be drop boxes, and here are the provisions of how many you need for how many people. The limits on voting machines, you must have, you know, X number of voting machines for every 10,000 people. They have to be maintained. You can't throw anybody off the rolls closer to 6 months before an election, have the judges look at it, and restrict all the stuff, because what you're going to do is in the truly red states, the states that have gerrymandered kind of libertarian militia QAnon Republican Party legislators, they're all going to basically end up just emasculating the presidential primary system. And basically, gerrymandered people who do not represent a majority of the state are going to also pick the president. You can't have that. Got to lobby for H.R. 1 and Senate Bill 1. Got to lobby for it. It'll pass the House. In the Senate, if it takes 60 votes, it's not going to pass. And I have a, you know, everybody says, oh, well, there's the Senate protocol. You can't get rid of the filibuster. And some say, let's get rid of it very easily. I have a solution. The idea of the filibuster, the idea of things like it takes two-thirds to convict somebody in the Senate, those were the days where parties were weaker and people actually put country over party. That isn't true now. With Citizens United, with social media, people only get elected if they're subservient to donors and they're subservient to the most extremes of the party. You are never going to get 60 votes for anything unless you squeeze in budget reconciliation. You're never going to get two-thirds to impeach anybody. I think what we've got to do is understand that. And now that we have the majority, just say to Moscow Mitch, on Senate Bill 1 and House Resolution 1, which standardizes presidential elections and preserves the primary system, we are getting rid of the filibuster for that. We only need 50 votes plus Kamala Harris, and deal with it. We're not going to get rid of it totally. We're going to leave it for other votes, not for Supreme Court appointments. The Republicans got rid of that for Supreme Court appointments. But in general, we'll leave it there and we'll look on it on a case-by-case basis. And if you negotiate in good faith, great. Maybe we can then make adjustments. But if it turns out that you're an obstructionist, gerrymandered party selected through Citizens United, afraid of your donors, and you're not able to put country over party, for any individual bill, we're going to suspend it. You can absolutely suspend the filibuster case by case basis. That's what I do. And I start with this particular one. Because what's happening down in Arizona is not alone. In Iowa and in Georgia, they're proposing restrictions on absentee voting. Georgia, no voting absentee on Sundays, because that's when African-American churches have souls to the polls and have voter registration drives. It's clearly targeted. And the truth is that that's got to stop. That has got to stop. got to stop. There you have it. You know, one of the things, one of my least favorite people, Kevin McCarthy. Now, Kevin McCarthy is a guy who probably innately is not full frontal nut job. Innately probably is not. He's the one who said in the Republican caucus that he thought that Donald Trump and one of the California congressmen who were pro-Russian were being paid by the Russians. He said in the caucus, are these guys being paid by the Russians? Then when that came out, he denied he said it, even though he did say it. Over the weekend, he blasts Nancy Pelosi because he bets his house, he said, that they're going to take back the Senate and he's majority and he's a speaker. And then he goes, this $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill is a payoff bill. The swamp is back. It's a payoff bill. Swamp is back. A payoff to whom? Payoff to people who had to work, who are unemployed, who are about to be evicted. Yeah, it's not a payoff. They're American citizens and they paid federal taxes all their lives. That is simple justice. So what else is the payoff? That it's going to pay for vaccines and distribution? Yeah. But these are Americans. We do not want them to get COVID. He basically lied. Payoff. And the swamp is back. We just got rid of the swamp. We got rid of Trump, Pompeo, Barr, every crooked member of his cabinet, every crooked mole, troll, every crooked sleeper cell that he planted throughout the government. We're getting most of them out. Kevin McCarthy is the swamp. Nancy Pelosi is not the swamp. But he gets up and says, I mean, even in the 19th century during the Civil War, nobody got up and said that the other side was a swamp and that everything they did was just to pay off somebody. Nobody said that. It's gone off the rails. Republican Party has gone off the rails. It is not salvageable. I said it once, I'm going to say it again. The days of Dwight Eisenhower are over. The days of Bob Dole are over. Even George H.W. Bush, George W. Bush, Ronald Reagan. Sadly, even Nixon. Now, Nixon was a dishonest guy, but he never would betray us to the commie Ruskies. And in terms of foreign policy, he didn't do what Trump did. Betray us. Break our alliances. There is a swamp. The swamp was thrown out, and we don't want it back. We do not want it back. And there are some nutty Republican judges. A Texas judge just ruled that the eviction moratorium that Trump had put in, Biden put in, the Congress had put in, is unconstitutional. You can't stop people from being evicted. Baloney. Baloney. In Milwaukee County Circuit Court, they halt all evictions around Christmas. They have the power to do it. In this case, the Congress has the power to do it. They put in money to help tenants pay their rent. Absolutely, they can do it. Otherwise, you're going to have something like 50 million people homeless. What do you think is going to happen then? They're going to find somewhere to go. They're going to go to your house. So you can't have one judge, one guy in lizard skin cowboy boots, cowboy hat and tight jeans down there suddenly being a philosopher. I don't want to hear about his philosophy. He's not a constitutional expert, doesn't know what he's doing. Doesn't know what he's doing. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.